You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So when you, let me keep right here. So tell us a little bit about the fact that, you know, you were exploring in regards to religions at that time, because you weren't a Christian, but you had a time where you were actually a Buddhist, right?
Right.
Tell us about that. How did that come to pass? And
yeah, I actually got into that while I was still at Fort Knox.
Okay.
In 1970, doing my basic IIT, there was a Japanese sect of Buddhism called the Nichiren Shoshu of America. And I got somehow caught up in all that.
Right.
Because, you know, I had turned my back on what I knew of Christianity. I was raised Catholic, went to Mass, Catholic school in those early years. But then went through the turbulence of the 60s, rejected, turned my back, quit going to Mass, quit going with my mother.
Right.
And just, you know, got engulfed by the cultural changing things that were taking place around me. When I was in the Army, being removed from Detroit, that's when I began soul searching to try to find truth.
Right.
And I ended up in this Buddhist sect of Buddhism called the Japanese form of Buddhism.
Did you go find them or were they recruit, were they out?
No, actually I found them, this Japanese food store right outside of Fort Knox. A lady that ran that had a group that would meet in her home. And you know, during the hippie movement, anything that
talk about the hippie movement.
Well, you know, anything that Eastern was cool back then. Right. The Beatles.
The Beatles went over there. They had
the
their
whole
guru
thing about,
and all that.
Yeah, the gurus. And, you know, you had transcendental meditation, the Edgar Cayce sleeping prophet guy. Mm-hmm. You had, you know, religious cults, Hinduism, Buddhism, all these variations that were going on. So, you know, it was just a thing that you found a lot of people back then searching, trying to find through Eastern religions. Now, coupled with that, I got heavily involved in Vietnam in the martial arts. Bruce Lee's movies had just come out, and they were being shown in Saigon at the movie theaters. I went in, you know, this was in Vietnam. I went into a movie theater in Saigon and saw this Chinese guy. You know, I've never seen anybody fight like that. The man was incredible. And he brought literally, made the martial arts popular and brought it to America through his films. And so I got heavily involved in that while practicing Buddhism, all this Eastern stuff. But the war in Vietnam, and to see the disaster, the hate, kind of just, it disillusioned me from what I was learning in Buddhism. You know, the chant was Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. That basically meant, you had this Gohonzon, a scroll that was blessed in Tokyo, and Mount Fuji. And you rolled it down and you chanted Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, over and over again. And the idea was to build up good karma to overcome your bad karma. So when you die, you would reincarnate into a higher form. The philosophy sounded pretty cool at that time, but it didn't mesh when it came to the reality of blood and guts, people dying, people being abused, and watching kids pick out of American garbage humps in Saigon. It just didn't connect. And so I was disillusioned, walked away from that. Now the martial arts, I ended up getting a black belt in Taekwondo. It was a Korean rock soldiers. Those guys were like the Marine Corps of the Koreans, South Korean Army. All black belts, all these guys. So they started a club, and I got into that. I diligently, 2 hours a day, 7 days a week, poured myself in the martial arts. I want to get my little body looking like Bruce Lee.
All right. You're literally the Karate Kid. They're men.
And so I got a black belt before I left, you know, and carried it on even after for a number of years. But yeah, that was my search. And, you know, a lot of philosophies and world religions sound good. But there's no cross. I would encounter the cross, the shed blood, taking care of the sin, the guilt, the removal. You know, you can chant all day long, friend, and believe that you're building up karma, but nothing can remove the stain of the guilt of sin. And I had a lot of sin and a lot of stuff to feel guilty about. And only Christ can remove that.
That's powerful. Yeah, it's very powerful. There's a lot of people out there that are searching. What they're really searching for is a God-shaped hole in their heart. The only
Jesus can fill.
Jesus can fill that void.
That's it.
And so sometimes we can't be critical of people's search. We just got to be there to help them find.
And that was the difference. It was out of all the world religions that there are, man-made religions, you know, trying to meet God, Christianity has a cross. It has a cross and a risen Savior. Confucius, Buddha, Muhammad, we know where their tombs are at. And there's no tale of a resurrection.
Nope.
Jesus, our Savior, He conquered death. That's the, that is, I mean, that's distinctively the thing that sets our true faith apart from any man-made worksism, you know, a salvation by works idea. Right. All the others are works related.
Right.
Christianity's grace.
Grace.
And man, did I need that.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you out there. I mean, he literally died for us in our place because we just couldn't do it.
Right.
You know, sometimes we get saved and all of a sudden we start to think we can do it again. And you're like, oh, we got to relax a little bit. You can't do it by works.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.